Keg.
Mm-hmm. Do you see those used anymore?
No, where we sold it. Antiques.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. On a barrel, those metal things that run around the staves to keep them in place, what would you call that?
Call them the rims of the hooks.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Okay. Do you have any idea what people would buy a pretty good quantity of molasses in?
Yeah, they would probably buy a can.
All right. What about lard?
A can.
Okay. The thing that you would use to pour, you're pouring liquid into a narrow mouth bottle, keep from spilling it?
You would use a funnel.
Okay. And the thing that you would use if you were driving a buggy that urged the horses go faster?
A whip.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you mentioned this when I asked what you would buy flour in. Let's say if you were buying a fair quantity of flour or sugar that would come in
a bag.
Okay, made out of, yeah, okay, made out of what?
Cloth.
All right.
It could be made out of cloth, and you should use it's made out of paper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'd say if you were going to the grocery, and the grocery boy puts all your purchases in a what, so you can take them home?
In a bag.
Yeah, and that is made out of?
Paper.
Okay. People around here ever call a bag a poke?
Not to mind.
Have you ever heard that word?
I've heard somebody say a pig and a poke, but
mm-hmm.
Don't really know what that means by that.
Okay. What about the type of bag or sack that's made out of rough material, real coarse?
That's croquet sack, burlap bag, potato sack, gunny sack.
Okay. All the same thing?
Was it then?
Okay. Say if a farmer wants to take some corn to the mill to be ground, what would he call the amount that he could take at one time?
He might call it a load.
Okay.
I have heard some of them use the word turn.
Yeah, a turn of corn. Is that any specific amount?
I got the idea later on that they were using this, and they had heard the term ton,
mm-hmm.
and maybe trying to use something similar, just said a turn of corn.
Yeah. Could it possibly be just as much as they could take at one time?
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah. What about the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms at one time? You'd say that's a
load.
If that thing in there and that lamp burned out, you'd replace the wood?
Bulb.
Okay. Could you use two words for it?
Light the bulb.
Yeah. Okay. And if your wife did the wash and she was going to take it outside to dry, what would she take it outside in?
A basket.
Okay. And if you were bottling some liquid, something that you might stick in the mouth of the bottle to keep it from pouring out?
A cork or a stopper.
Is there a difference?
Well, it means the same thing, something to keep it from pouring.
A stopper could be made out of cork?
Yes.
Okay. What about an instrument that people play by blowing on it, moving it that way?
A harmonica. To call that a harp.
Harp, yeah. Did you ever say French harp?
No.
Just really? Plain old harp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about sounds played like this?
Mm.
Kind of plucking the twang.
Oh, juice harp?
Yeah.